if I need hearing assistance?
Well, we've got the latest hearing tech, including our own range of hearing devices.
You've really got this hearing thing covered, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Hearing's what we do.
So, why are you called Specsavers?
Over 20 years as hearing experts too, even though we're called Specsavers. Book a free hearing check today.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Supplies needed to keep British Steel's Scunthorpe plant going are due to be delivered to the site today. The government's taken control of the Chinese-owned firm and faces a race against time to get things like coking coal and iron ore to the site. The Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, insists the state was right to step in.
These furnaces will continue to be fired, and that was really important for the future of British Steel. Yes, there's more that we need to do over the next coming months and years, but this was a crucial step forward for British Steel.
Further talks are due to take place tomorrow as part of efforts to end Birmingham's bin strike. Yesterday, members of the Unite Union rejected a fresh offer from the City Council, described by the union as totally inadequate. The local authority says it's incredibly disappointing. Ukraine's Air Force says a new Russian missile and guided bombs have targeted the city of Sumy. It comes a day after a missile strike killed 35 people in the city. The US President Donald Trump called the strikes a mistake. Experts are warning the UK cancer care system is at a critical breaking point. Researchers are calling for radical action to stave off deepening financial pressures. The government says it's determined to drive down waiting times. And Mother's Day apparently provided a boost to UK retailers last month, with gardening, jewellery and beauty products all flying off the shelves. The latest data shows retail sales were up 1.1% compared to last year. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
Just stepping into Tuesday, Bill Overton on Classic FM. Our time once more for the Hall of Fame. 3 days and counting till the new chart, which might well include some Handel fireworks.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Sibelius is Andante Festivo, performed there by the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. One of seven entries on the current Classic FM Hall of Fame chart, which changes starting in 3 days, 5 hours, 51 minutes and just a few seconds. We do have a countdown on our screen here in the studio. Ahead of it, we heard Handel from his music for the Royal Fireworks, La Réjouissance, performed by the English consort. Our Hall of Fame 3 at 3, 4 today moves on to Mahler, his highest entry of 4.
Thank you. Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony, played there by the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra under Michael Tilson Thomas, his highest entry on our Hall of Fame. At 9 a.m. Friday morning, the new Top 300 countdown begins with Dan Walker. He's here 9 a.m. this morning with today's Hall of Fame Hour, which will open with music by Ennio Morricone. Dan Walker's Dog Walker this morning. Just before 7, you'll hear a special birthday request for a schnauzer on the show, if you're a fan. Make sure you're listening to Dan Walker here from 6:30 a.m.
Thank you. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Just there, it was the mazurka we heard, Chopin's mazurka in B-flat, Major Vladimir Ashkenazy playing. And ahead of it, Doreen Carr with and Suffolk Suite, Orford Ness, the London Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of Richard Hickox, listening to Classic FM through the night, keeping you company well, I hope. Birthdays for April the 15th. If you're celebrating one today, you share your culture club with the actress Claudia Cardinale, 87. Once Upon a Time in the West, The Pink Panther, the original Pink Panther. Two of her big films, Jeffrey Archer, the author, 85 today. Emma Thompson, the actress, turning 66. Emma Watson, the Harry Potter star, 35. And Samantha Fox, unavoidable in the 80s, 59. Many happy returns to all of them. You as well, if it is your big day. The weather's not going to be great, but it's going to be fairly warm. 18 degrees, a nice day to celebrate, I'd say.
Thank you.
On trumpet, Lucien Renaudin-Varry with the Monte Carlo Philharmonic Orchestra. Sasha Goetzel conducting that Gardel's Volvere we heard. Joanna Gosling here sitting in for Alexander Armstrong this week between 10 and 1. She has a new album of the week, which is the Richard Strauss Alpine Symphony, a new recording by the NHK Symphony Orchestra Tokyo under Paavo Järvi. Strauss, such a fan of the mountains that he built himself a home in the Bavarian Alps, which inspired that work. A piece from that new recording on Joanna's show just after 11 o'clock this morning. Yesterday lunchtime, Anne-Marie Minhall played for Kay in London, music by Einaudi. Kay had just collected her mother, Anne, from the Forest of Dean, so they can spend this week ahead of Easter together. And Einaudi was the music that she wanted to hear. I'm going to play some Einaudi shortly as well. If you'd like to get in touch with Classic FM requests, if there's a special piece of music you'd love to hear, and the reason why, go to our website at classicfm.com. A Beethoven one for the road today to get us ready for Lucy Cowd coming up after four. On the way first, Rachmaninoff, Lost for Words, next.
Classic FM.
Crazy reductions on all electricals. When it's gone, it's gone.
Massive price cuts on high street fashion labels. One day only.
Sale bargains on beauty products. Tablets, phones, laptops, TVs, everything must go!
Let Simba mattresses relieve the pressure. Our Aerocoil springs are designed to give the most comfortable night's sleep. Take the pressure off your wallet too, with up to 20% off selected hybrid mattresses. Simba, engineered for sleep. For terms and conditions, see simbasleep.com.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Einaudi's Giorni, performed there by violinist Angèle Dubois and her La Pietà Ensemble. And before it, we heard Rachmaninoff's Vocalise. That was the Sinfonia of London. Morning to Mark, listening near Reading to the Mellow Tones on Classic FM. Have a good day, Mark. Also in the papers this morning, it says here, an average of 48 minutes of sleep is being lost per night by people with noisy partners, mainly snoring being the problem. It's another reason why you need to take Classic FM to bed with you, just in case. You can have it on low or loud if you want to wake them up. A lot in the papers today also about the great era of television, along with the obituaries for actress Jean Marsh, who played parlourmaid Rose Buck in Upstairs, Downstairs. I always remember watching the tail end episodes of that show. Much more fun being downstairs than up, don't you think? My One for the Road this morning by Beethoven. It's for you if you're already up and out there. Requires winding down the windows, I think. Beethoven, not the only composer who thrived outdoors, but probably the one who made the most noise about it. And this from his Pastoral Symphony. Thank you. features this morning. The lovely second movement from Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony. We had the London Symphony Orchestra on that recording. The conductor was Bernard Haitink. Time for me to go. I just looked out the window. I'm going to get a wet, very wet head getting to the car this morning. Dan Walker's here with Classic FM Breakfast from 6.30. Lucy Coward coming next. Yo-Yo Ma on cello playing John Williams' music to start. I'm Bill Overton. Thanks for being there. Back very first thing tomorrow if you happen to be passing. In the meantime, have a brilliant day.
Classic FM.
For simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The Shining by Stephen King, page 54. Most of what she believed centered around her love for Jack. She had never stopped loving him. Except maybe that dark period immediately following Danny's accident. And she loved her son. Most of all, she loved them together, walking or riding or only sitting. Jack's large head and Danny's small one, poised alertly over the fans of Old Maid's hands, sharing a bottle of Coca-Cola. Looking at the funnies, she loved having them with her. And she hoped, dear God, that this hotel caretaking job Al had gotten for Jack would be the beginning of good times again.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The government's announced it secured the raw materials needed to save British Steel. The business secretary will travel to Scunthorpe later as the coking coal and iron ore that's waiting in the dock is unloaded and transported to the site. Dr. Ian Greenwood, professor in industrial relations, told us why this is so urgent.
Because of the way blast furnaces work, they would have possibly gone cold. Although blast furnaces have the lining of the blast furnaces renewed on a regular basis, if this happens in an unplanned way, what it can mean is that the blast furnace can never be used again.
Well, the government's taken control of the plant following an emergency vote on Saturday in Parliament. Further talks to try and bring an end to Birmingham's bin strikes will take place tomorrow. Yesterday, members of the Unite Union rejected a fresh offer from the City Council. The union's national officer, Arne Kassab, told us that the union is not being unreasonable.
We have already accepted a cut of £1,000 a year before this dispute even started. So we're willing to reach a resolution. We are willing to make concessions. I think we've put forward a solution that can work.
Europe is the fastest warming continent in the world, according to a newly published UN climate study. It suggests last year was the warmest on record for the continent, with extreme weather and record temperatures recorded. Sport and Bournemouth have beaten fellow European contenders Fulham 1-0 in the Premier League. They've moved above their opponents to eighth in the table. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And let's bring you up to date with Tuesday's early breakfast here on Classic FM. I'm Lucy Coward. Merry morning.